in my childhood, actually every child enjoy his or her childhood every time. So my childhood is same like this. I brought up in a family where my mother and my father has a language from their village, which is called Hindko. So they came to northern area to the south area of Pakistan, and actually I born in Lahore, the big city. So they came from Mansehra to Lahore, and when I born there, and then there was mix of languages when I brought up, because I've from aged 1 to 5, that school ages, before the school age, you know, I speak little bit Pashto, which is the main language in my childhood, where the I think from my neighbors two to three houses from the right and 2 to 3 houses from the left, they all, the children who were my age, they were speaking Pashto all the time. So it was very easier for me to speak Pashto. Even that my father and my mother was not so good in Pashto, but from the neighborhood, so playing together, and they come my home and I went their home, so I was very used to of speaking Pashto language. Mm-hmm. And my parents' language, which was Hindko, so in the home they usually speak Hindko to each other, not with us, not mm-hmm. our children, but to each other. They always used to speak Hindko, because you know, when you get married, so it is easier for you to speak which language you will be speak with your spouse or husband or so. So they used to speak more often the Hindko language. So we were listening that which kind of language. But you know, during the ways, the passage of time, so we will understand this language as well. Mm. And so these two languages were very common, but especially Pashto in my childhood. And then we...
So what, can I ask you, what language did your parents speak to you?
Hindko.
As well?
Yeah, Hindko. Hindko, Pashto.
To each other and to you?
Not to me. To me, it was Pashto, okay. Usually. But between them, they were mostly used Hindko language. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, but we can also understand. We understand what they were saying. Mm.
Yeah, I bet you did. No
yeah.
secrets.
Yeah. So... after when I was age four and a half or five, so I went to school, and in school there was our national language, which is Urdu. So also we were very used to in that atmosphere to speak Urdu, because it was compulsory to speak only Urdu in the school. So a lot of children, a lot of people, teachers, madams, everyone's wish, we have to speak only Urdu. Mm-hmm. So this was another opportunity to, for me, you can say that, for to speaking Urdu language in only school. I think maybe 6 to 8 hours between, 6 to 9 hours. So this was a good idea to speak a national language, Urdu. So these three languages were very used to, and one common language, because my parents came from northern area to the south area, which is called Punjab. So in Punjab there is a common language of that province, that was Punjabi. So Punjabi was very common, not in the offices, not in the schools, but in a common life. Mm-hmm. And outside in the market or in a shop, or go outside visiting, so that was the language of that Punjabi, which was a special language of that province, Punjab. So I was very also used to speak this, because when not in my early ages, but when I was 10, 8, 9, 10, 11, so went out from the home playing with other children or other boys or girls, so they were all, they can also speak Punjabi language. So Punjabi and Urdu is I think mostly same. Mm-hmm. But little different, some words are different. So we were used to also, I was very used to speak Punjabi as well. So these four languages were very common in my life. And
so in school, between the children, when the teacher wasn't, between class, in the playground, what language did you speak at school?
In school, Urdu. Yeah.
Even when there was no teacher around?
And yes, no teacher around. But sometime, I think I remember when we were I think when I was in class 8, 6, 7, 8, so when the teacher was not, sometime it happened, because they already said you have to speak only Urdu in schools, mm-hmm. but in out of school you can speak any language.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when the teacher was not here, sometime it happened, together friends, we just speak Punjabi, sometime, but if she is coming or he is coming, then we should, oh, no, Urdu.
So these children you were in school with at this age, you spoke Punjabi if you met them after school?
Yes, yes, obviously.
But could you tell me, try and help me understand, which groups of children, you said the neighbours spoke Pashto?
Yes.
But in school the children spoke Punjabi?
Punjabi, yeah.
No, not in school, but yeah. Otherwise their language was Punjabi.
Yeah.
So how were these languages distributed in the area?
Actually, where I grown up, there was, as I told you, that my parents came from northern area, where the languages, where the major language was Pashto and Hindko. So the same like in our village, many Pashto people came to city.
Mm-hmm.
So they were friends of my father and mother. They were very good in Pashto, not in Hindko, but very good in Pashto, because in northern area there are 2-3 major languages. So they also came, and they came and they lived together in the same street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So their children, actually their children were speaking Pashto very good. So I was used to playing with them. You know, for example, you and Mari are colleague, and if you maybe you go to America or UK, and there is English, and you have both come from Swedish language. So if you will go there and you will meet, oh, we were same in Sweden, so why not we are living together? So you are living together and your children speak the same language as you were speaking in Sweden. So it's same thing like that.
So it was an area, it was a village where a lot of people from the north were living together, I see.
Yes, yeah. So same thing happened. They came together, I think 3-4 families came from northern area, maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And then, you know, the family growing up, family. So that's why.
But there was no opportunity to go to school in Pashto?
No, there was. There was opportunity, but not so much facilities in northern area. I think 30 years before, if we look, there were school, and there were children were going to school, both boys and girls, but not so much facilitated, because there was not so much jobs, unemployment. So there were they hoped that we should go to the big cities and work there and establish themselves in the big cities. So that's why they came from the northern areas to the big cities, like
mm-hmm.
Lahore.
Mm-hmm. So when you were 8, 9, 10 years old, you had 4 languages going on in your life at the same time?
Yeah, plus English.
When did English come into it?
Actually, when I went to the school at the years of 4.5 or 5, so my parents admitted me in a good school, which was a very good school of that area. Why it was good? Because they offered English from the first level.
I see.
So that's why they sent to me in a good school where the English, because English is very, you know, if someone speak English in Pakistan, so we just think that, oh yeah, he's a very educated person and he can speak English. So that my parents sent me to a good school where this English level start from the first level. Even though if we look out other schools, government schools or something like school, they started from level 6 or 5, which maybe when you will be 10 years old, 11 years old. But I was 5 or 4.5 years old when I started English. So that is also matter. So I speak English, not from the same ages, but I can understand the basics of English in that age. But it was very helpful for me when I realized, oh yeah, that was a good point that my father took that to learn English from the beginning.
Mm.
The very early ages.
I guess you have a good use of it now, anyway.
Yeah.
So, when you learned English when you were very small, then 4 or 5 years old, was there a special English teacher who came, or was it your ordinary teacher who also taught English?
You can say a special teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the old teachers who were taught the different languages, different subjects like mathematics, science, physics, chemistry, whatever, they can speak English, but they are a good teacher for English, which knows the better from the more than others. Mm-hmm. So that's why they took, I think I remember one female teacher was there, and she was a good teacher, I think, English. So she taught to us from the letter A, B, C, and then going on in a good way. So it was a good, I think.
So you learned to read and write in English from the beginning?
From the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, at the same time as you were learning in Urdu.
Urdu, yeah, yeah.
School language.
Yeah, yeah, same time.
Of course, it's a different script as well.
Yeah,
different courses altogether.
Yeah, but English, there was only one subject of English, but other six or seven subjects were in Urdu.
Okay.
So it
was only English as the language. You didn't study maths in English or geography in English?
Math in English, but after a little time.
Okay.
Not in the same earlier ages, but after 2-3 years, we started English. But in the matriculation, there was English in math and English A, English B. English A called the simple English, and English B called is grammar of English. So there was two subjects of English. So which was, I think, is a good step in Pakistan, where the second English is the second language. So it was a good step, I think, for the people who can understand both simple English and grammatic English. So I think it was a good step.
Yeah. So if you go back to the situation where you had Hinku at home with your parents, or at least your parents were speaking Hinku to each other and maybe Pashto to you.
Yeah.
In the street, the children were speaking Pashto, and then you went to school and Urdu was the language that you had to have. And then later on in the Punjabi.
Yeah.
So as so it was particularly the school language that was Urdu.
Yeah, Urdu.
Nowhere else, only in school.
Only in school, Urdu and English. If you can speak English, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So these two languages was a major. That only you can speak Urdu and English.
Mm-hmm.
But first priority, if you can speak English, it's okay. Otherwise, you have to speak Urdu.
Mm.
Because in many schools at that time, I'm not talking now because I don't know idea, but I think that time... in some schools where the English was starting from level 5 or 6, they used to speak Punjabi.
Mm.
And they were uniform. They have not so good uniform. They have sitting on the floor.
Mm.
But where I went to school, they have a good uniform, like pant shirts badge and cap.
English style
tie sometime. So it was a little expensive for my parents, but they said, no, we have only one son, so we have to send this in a good school. Actually, I'm very thankful I'm very thankful to my God and my parents that my parents really struggled for me to send me in a good school, good college, and good university.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the only person in my whole family, the big family, who did graduation.
Mm-hmm.
and no one else did. So that's why I'm very thankful to my parents.